You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 476. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. There's money sitting in your business right now. You're just not seeing it. Today's episode is a little special because I'm handing over the mic to someone I deeply respect when it comes to all things messaging, conversion, and actually turning what you already have into real revenue. This episode is part of my Take Over the Mic series, where I bring in brilliant business owners and thought leaders to step in to share their expertise through a sponsored feature. Why? Because I'm all about connecting you with powerful voices and valuable insights, and Claire is bringing both in spades today. You see, Claire Dowler is the founder of Syntax and Soul, a copywriting and messaging studio that helps established businesses turn what they do into something people actually understand, trust, and buy. She works across websites, campaigns, thought leadership, and usually it's when a business has outgrown their DIY messaging or when their offer is strong, but it's just not converting the way people want it to. In today's episode, Claire is breaking down how to add an extra 20 to 50K to your bottom line without changing what you do. So if you've been focusing on more leads, more content, and more visibility, but you're still not seeing the conversion you want, this episode is going to shift how you think about growth. So let's dive in and welcome Claire to the podcast.
Oh, hey, it's you. I had a question for you, but it's a little bit uncomfortable. I just wanted to know when the last time you looked at what your business is worth. No, not your turnover. No, not your follower count. I actually wanted to know how much revenue you've got sitting there. Yeah, it's the revenue that's not being converted and you're underpricing it and it's actually just kind of disappearing. But look, you're not the only one. And honestly, a lot of business owners are chasing growth, but they're trying to fill a bathtub without the plug-in. More leads, more content, more ads, and meanwhile, the water's going down the drain, and you're standing there wondering why the bathtub isn't filling up. And today I want to talk to you about the plug, and I really want to help you find $20,000 to $50,000 in revenue because it's already inside your business and it's yours. And no, I don't want you to add a new offer or explore a new market or work any more than you already are. But before we do that, I'm Claire. I run a copy studio called Syntax and Soul, and we help businesses attract better leads and convert more of them through conversional copy right across their funnel. I'm a twice published author and a former TV news journalist, and that means I can find the hook on a deadline, usually with someone counting down in my ear. So if I do slip into a broadcast voice at any point, just know that it's not intentional and I am working on it. We work with global businesses and Fortune 500 companies, as well as startups and founder-led dreams. And you'd be really surprised that regardless of how big the company is, the mistakes are quite similar. So today, we're going to look at why the leads obsession is actually costing you more than it's making you. And we'll get into the three places money is probably leaking out of your business right now. Then I'll talk about the levers you can pull and what a realistic improvement looks like on your bottom line. And we'll finish with what to actually do this week. So make yourself a coffee and grab something to write with. Leads are seductive. They're visible. They're countable. And running an ad that makes numbers go up feels like progress. I get it. It has the aesthetic of productivity, even if it's actually achieving nothing. But the thing about leads is that they're only actually valuable if your business is converting them well and charging appropriately for what it delivers and retaining clients long enough to be profitable. And if any of those pieces are broken, and in most service businesses, at least one of them is, more leads just means more people experiencing a leaky bucket up nice, close, and personal. I worked with a management consultant not that long ago, and she was a really brilliant woman. I had 20 years of experience, and her clients actually really loved her, but she was only getting a trickle of inquiries and was absolutely convinced that the problem was her visibility, that she needed to be more active on LinkedIn, even though she was already posting several times a week. She wanted to experiment with ads, and then she started talking about a rebrand. And as soon as we pull out the rebrand card, we know we need to hit the brakes. So we looked at her website together, and within about 5 minutes, we had a really clear problem. Her homepage said that she helped organizations, and I quote, navigate complex transformational change. And that is technically true. Also means pretty much nothing to anyone who hasn't already drunk the consulting Kool-Aid. So part of her project was rewriting her website to speak directly to the CEO, who's lying awake at 3 o'clock in the morning because their leadership team is falling apart and they've got no idea how to fix it without losing people. She was the same consultant though, and her inquiry rate doubled in about 6 weeks without running a single ad and definitely not doing a rebrand. So I'm not much of a maths person, but I do want to be really specific today with how much money is on the table. Let's say that you're getting 20 inquiries a month and your average client value is $3,000. If you're converting at 40%, which is pretty standard for a service business that hasn't really worked on its messaging, that's 8 clients at $24,000 a month. So if we lift that conversion rate to 55%, which does sound kind of ambitious until you realize it only means getting one or two more yeses a month, and they're from people who are already interested enough to reach out, that's 11 clients and $33,000. That's $9,000 more a month from exactly the same number of leads. And if you haven't done the maths, that's $108,000 a year, and not from more traffic. And we haven't even looked at pricing yet. If those clients are paying $3,500 instead of $3,000, so that's a 17% increase that most businesses could justify with just repositioning their offer and optimizing their proposal. And that's another $38,500 annually just sitting there. So that means that we're already looking at nearly $150,000 in additional revenue. And we've changed absolutely nothing about what you do, just how you're communicating it. So before you brief another ad campaign, it's worth asking where the problem is. More business owners are inclined to just do more, but it's very rare that the problem is at the top of the funnel. And usually there's a much cheaper fix right in the middle of it. And we're only just getting started. There are three places I see businesses losing quite a bit of revenue through messaging, and none of them are going to show up in an email report. All of them are going to say hello in your bank account. The first one's your website. And your website is doing a job right now, whether you've given it one or not. For most service businesses, that job seems to be confuse people until they leave or go to a competitor who explains things more clearly. And it's not because it looks bad. Most websites I work on actually look great. They're really well designed. The problem comes down to copy that's been written from the inside out. And when I say that, I mean that it explains what you do instead of what the client gets. It uses your language and not theirs. And it answers questions that nobody asks. The average service business website converts between 1 and 3% of visitors. So if we lift that to 4 or 5%, which is what clear and well-structured copy generally does, and on 500 monthly visitors at a $3,000 client value, you've added between $15,000 and $30,000 in annual revenue from the same traffic. And we haven't touched your ad spend. That's a holiday, maybe two holidays. The second place you could be leaking money is in your sales conversation. And most service businesses are really excellent at what they do and absolutely bloody terrible at talking about it in a way that makes the pricing feel clear. Not clear, but obvious. Of course you charge that because you're so bloody good at it. So they discount. they over-explain the pricing and the inclusions. They send proposals that are basically just quotes with a logo, a list of deliverables, and then a number at the bottom with no narrative, no storytelling, no journey about why this investment makes sense to this particular client right now. And the client, who is probably 80% ready to say yes, suddenly starts shopping. And it's not because the price was wrong. They had the money. But the value wasn't made real enough to make the price feel right. There's a difference between knowing something is good and then feeling it in your gut. And proposals need to create that gut feeling. So if you're discounting by, say, 15% across four clients a month at $3,000 each, that's over $2,000 a month leaving your business and close to $26,000 a year. And it's because a document didn't do its job. The third place is your client experience. And this one is a silent killer, which is what makes it so expensive. When someone signs on, most businesses switch into delivery mode. Go, go, go. And fall absolutely quiet on the communication front. They do the work and it's great work. They deliver the thing and it's a great thing. But they stop narrating the value along the way. They forget to remind the client what they came in for, what's changed because of the work that they've done, and what they're actually receiving in exchange for their investment. They're already sold, so why would you keep telling them? But then they wonder why clients don't refer back. They don't come back themselves. They don't write testimonials. And what they do, they make them so lukewarm that they could literally be about anyone. Very professional, great to work with, would recommend. Congratulations, you've been described the same way as a reliable plumber. A referred client costs you nothing to acquire. If your average client value is $3,000 and you're generating two referrals a month instead of one, just one extra warm introduction from a happy client is $36,000 a year from people who already trust you before they've even said hello. The communication during the client experience is a referral engine that most businesses forget to ever turn on. So you're probably saying, yep, I know I've got problems. I don't go to a therapist for her to tell me that I've got issues. So let's talk about what you can do about it. The first lever I want you to start using is conversion. The gap between closing 40% and 55% of your inquiries is a clarity problem. It's not about your sales technique. It's about clarity. And when a potential client understands what they're getting, and that's why it matters to their specific situation, what their world looks like on the other side of working with you, they're going to decide faster, negotiate less, and say yes with a lot more confidence. And that clarity lives on your website copy, in your proposals, in your sales conversations, whatever follow-up process you have after someone expresses interest. Most businesses have gaps in at least two of those four places. The math that we ran earlier, going from 8 to 11 monthly closes at $3,000, adds up to $108,000 annually. And that number gets more interesting the higher your average client value. If you're working at $5,000 a client, the same conversion improvement is $180,000. If you're at $10,000, it's $360,000. Clarity compounds. The second lever is pricing perception. And pricing is a signal. The signal it sends is almost entirely shaped by the language around it, which is either doing the job of justifying the investment or leaving the client to do that work themselves. And if a client has to justify a price themselves, they will usually talk themselves out of it. If we think about two restaurants and they serve the same food, they're in the same location, have the same chef, one has a laminated menu. The other one is a handwritten card on thick paper describing where the produce comes from, why the chef chose it, and you'll pay significantly more at the second one without questioning it. And that's pricing perception doing exactly what it's supposed to do.
A quick pause because I have something big to share with you. Want the chance to not only attend Australia's annual 3-day Women in Business Conference, but also speak on my stage? Early bird tickets are officially on sale right now, and spots are already selling fast. And here's the exciting part. The first 50 women who grab their ticket go into the draw to win a 15-minute speaking spot at the conference. Yes, a real stage, real audience, real exposure. So if you've been dreaming about attending Australia's leading event for women in business and stepping into the spotlight, now is your moment. Head to angelahenderson.com.au and grab your early bird ticket today before they're gone, but also for your chance to win a spot to speak on stage, but only for the first 50 people who buy their tickets. Now let's get back into this amazing episode.
In a service business, the equivalent is the difference between I charge $3,500 for this project and framing that same offer around the specific outcome, the methodology, the expertise behind it, what it's worth to the client's business. You're charging the same price, and yet it's a completely different conversation. Most service businesses could add 15 to 20% to their prices with no other changes if the language around the offer made the case. On a $300,000 annual revenue base, that's $45,000 to $60,000 that's being left on the table because the proposal isn't doing its job. And the third lever is sales efficiency. And this one isn't going to show up as revenue, but it's going to show up as time, which past a certain point in your business is more valuable than currency. I worked with a small marketing agency whose website was trying to talk to everyone. And if I'm honest, this was quite true of me earlier in my journey as well. You try to talk to everyone. You try to be vanilla because who doesn't like vanilla? It's so inoffensive. Startups, corporates, NFPs, retail, professional services. If you had a budget and a pulse, they wanted your business. Maybe even one of them could go. And they were taking plenty of inquiries. They were also spending enormous amounts of time on calls with people who weren't the right fit, the erratic proposals that went nowhere, and just feeling like they were working hard for results that didn't match how much effort they were putting into it. So we narrowed the messaging. We didn't make it fluffier. We didn't make it bigger. We made it tighter. We tightened their positioning. We made it very clear on the website who they did their best work with and who they didn't. Yeah, we called out the people that they actually didn't want to work with. And you know what? The inquiry dropped. They did panic for a couple of weeks, and I told them to wait. And then we noticed that almost every inquiry coming in was converting. They were spending half the time on sales and closing twice the amount of what they pitched. Their revenue went up. It was the best outcome I've seen from what felt like the most counterintuitive advice I've ever given. And when your messaging is doing its job, it pre-qualifies for you. The right people are going to read it and they'll feel seen. The wrong people read it and then move on before booking a call with you. And that is the system working. That's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing that the wrong people are going to read it and then decide it's you're not for them. That's the system saving you your time. And if you're currently spending 5 hours a week in inquiries and they don't convert, and that's a pretty conservative amount for most service business owners, and if your effective hourly rate is $150, that's $750 a week or $39,000 a year in time that you're just donating to people who don't even have the decency to reply to you. And sharper messaging is going to give you that time back. What most business owners do with that recovered time is rest or redirect it towards the clients who are going to be worth their energy. So I've got some homework for you, but I think you're going to like what you get as a result of it. Here are things that you can do this week. And I don't mean when things slow down and you've got some time, I mean this week. The first one is read your website like a stranger. Think about the last time you looked for something on Google. Might have been a specialist or a service, a solution to a problem. For me, it's looking at wineries in Mudgee with non-alcoholic tasting options because one of our friends has found out that she's pregnant and we are going there later in the year. So if you've got recommendations on that, let me know. But you landed on a website and you probably gave it about 8 seconds and you either felt like you were in the right place or you didn't. And then you hit the back button without really thinking about it. And that's happening on your website right now. Everything that you're doing to other websites is happening to yours every single day, probably multiple times a day. So the exercise is opening your homepage on your phone, not your desktop, on your phone, because that's how most people are going to find you, and read the first screen without scrolling, that above the fold copy. And ask yourself three questions. One, what does this business do? Not what industry you're in or what values you have, what you do specifically. Two, is it obvious who it is for? And if it's, we work with businesses of all sizes, that's vague. If a stranger landed there, would they immediately think, yes, that's me? Or would they have to work out if they're in the right place? Three, is there any indication of what changes for the client? That is, what the client gets, what their life or business looks like differently as a result of working with you. And if you can't answer those three clearly from that first screen, you have a messaging problem and it is costing you money. Now go one step further, copy your homepage headline and paste it into a Google Doc, and then write above it the name of your ideal client, the one that you'd clone. You'd make 50 of them if you could. And then read the headline back as that person. Does it speak to them? Does it describe their situation, their frustration, their goal? Or are you just describing yourself? Take, for instance, if your ideal client's a burnt out founder who can't figure out why her business isn't growing and your headline says innovative solutions for modern businesses, do you think she's going to resonate with that? She's not looking for innovative solutions. She's looking for someone who gets it, and your headline just isn't showing that. Most headlines describe the business. If you click around and go to a bunch of different websites, you'll notice that most of them are guilty of this. They describe the business, but the best ones describe the client. And you know who does a great job of this? Take a look at Angie's website, Small Business Coach Australia. Scale your business without sacrificing your sanity. No more compromising family time for business. No more burnout. No more financial worries. Scale 30K months and beyond with a clear strategy, etc. I won't read the full thing, but Small Business Coach, she said who she works with. Scale your business. She has says what she does, and then she's communicated the benefit. No more compromising family time. No more burnout. And yet, most businesses don't do that. They will just say, we provide software solutions. And it's a massive gap, and most business owners are living in it. Okay, your next job, pull your last 10 proposals and read them back. You're not admiring them, sorry, we're pulling them apart a little bit. Start at the top. What's the first thing that you see? Is it a cover page with your logo and the company name? That's fine. Table stakes, but fine. The first sentence then, what does that mean? Is it saying something? Is there an opening paragraph that demonstrates you understood their situation? Not their brief, their situation. The context, the pressure they're under. What's at stake for them if this doesn't work? Because what most proposals tend to do is open with a bit about the agency or the consultant, who they are, how long they've been in business, what we believe. And the client reads that and thinks, yeah. With varying degrees of politeness. I don't care about any of this. Tell me that you understand my problem. Then look at how you've described the deliverables. Are they described in terms of what they are or what they do? There's a difference between a six-month coaching program, including fortnightly sessions, and a six-month engagement designed to get you from X to Y with fortnightly sessions that keep the momentum from slipping. The first one's a schedule and the second one is a promise. And clients will always pay more for promises. Then look at your investment section. Is the price just sitting there, alone, naked, afraid, waiting to be judged, or is it contextualized? Is it framed against the value of your outcome, the cost of the problem in comparison, or the alternative of trying to solve it without your support? A price on its own is always going to feel like a lot. A price in context, this is what it costs you, this is what it's worth, is a very different conversation. So look, if you do nothing else this week, rewrite your proposal opening paragraph and make it about them. Make it demonstrate that you are listening. And that is going to change the temperature of the conversations that follow. And the next one is pretty uncomfortable. I want you to go back and ask the ones that said no. And immediately I know that you're saying that absolutely no way I'm going to do that, but thank you. But just, it does make people feel uncomfortable. And that's exactly why a lot of people will never do it. And it's also why it's so valuable. And remember that growth and comfort don't coexist. Think about the last 5 leads that went cold. And we're not counting the ones that actually said no, because you know about those ones. We want to ask the ones who just stopped responding. They said they think about it and then they disappeared into the void. Do you know why? You probably have theories about the price being too high, the timing just not being right. They went with someone else and maybe they did, but maybe the proposal wasn't clear. Maybe something on your website created a doubt that they never told you about. Maybe there was an objection you could have addressed in the sales conversation, but you didn't know to raise it. And the only way to find out is to ask. And I don't mean a follow-up email. That's even, this is where it gets even more uncomfortable. Don't send a follow-up email because that's just another item in their inbox that they're probably going to delete. A curious note without an agenda. Something like, hey, I know we spoke a few months ago, it didn't end up going ahead, and that's fine. I'm just trying to find, and I'm always looking for ways I can do better. And I wondered if you'd be willing to share what you ended up doing or whether there was anything that made the decision difficult. If this can be delivered over another medium, LinkedIn, Messenger, whatever channels you use and you may have spoken with them on, a texted note is great. But a voice note is even better because it's disarming. It's human and you're not trying to sell them anything. And that's why most people will respond to it. And what they tell you will be one of the most useful pieces of market research you'll probably ever collect. And it doesn't cost you anything except the discomfort of asking. One more thing. If there are leads you've lost in the last 6 to 12 months who you know that you could serve them well, and not everyone, but the right fit ones, a simple re-engagement email with a specific reason to get back in touch is worth sending. And this isn't a newsletter blast. A personal note that references something specific about their business and why now would be a good time to pick up the conversation. 2 or 3 recovered conversations a year at $3,000 each is $6,000 to $9,000 from an email that took you 15 minutes to write. And the last thing I want you to do is count your referrals. Seriously, count them. Now, I'll wait. Go back through your last 12 months of new clients and work out how many came from a direct referral from an existing client. If that number is lower than you'd expect, given how happy your clients seem, the problem probably isn't that they don't like you. It's that nobody's ever made it easy for them to refer you. And here's what I mean by easy. Your happy client is at a networking event and someone mentions they're struggling with their website copy. Your client thinks of you immediately, but then do they know what to say? Do they know who specifically you're best for? Do they know what problem you solve in a sentence that they can repeat? If the answer is no, that's a messaging problem. And the fix is embarrassingly simple. Give your clients the language. After a successful project, send them a short note and thank them for the work. Summarize what you achieved together in a sentence or two, and then give them one clear line that they can use if they ever want to recommend you. Something like, if you ever know someone who's struggling to convert inquiries from their website, I'd love an introduction. That's it. It's one sentence and it points to a specific problem. It's easy to remember and it's easy to repeat. You can also make the referral itself easier by being specific about who you're looking for. And it's not anyone who might need my services. That's way too vague. Think about it from your client's perspective. If you're a business coach, you might say, I'm looking to meet founders who are stuck between 200 and 500K and can't figure out why the growth stalled. If you're a HR consultant, it might be CEOs who have had 2 or 3 people leave in the last 6 months and they're wondering if something's broken. If you're an accountant, it's business owners who are turning over good revenue but never seem to have cash. That's a description someone can match against people that they know. Anyone who needs an accountant is not. And the more specific you are about who you want to meet, the more useful you are to the people trying to help you. So you're still here. You're not a quitter. And that's why I like you. Let's bring the numbers together because the only thing that should be vague is horoscopes. Business strategy should not be. Conversion rate improvement between 40 to 55% on 20 monthly inquiries at $3,000 each is $108,000 annually. Pricing repositioning of 15 to 20% on a 300K revenue base is 45 to 60K. One additional referral per month at 3K is 36K. Sales time recovered from better pre-qualification is 39K worth of hours redirected to people worth your energy. So that's somewhere between $228,000 and $243,000 in combined revenue and recovered time. And it's sitting inside fairly ordinary service businesses. I'd bet a good chunk of it is sitting in yours. And the lever pulling it isn't a new strategy, new hires, new anything. It's clearer messaging across the touch points that already exist for you. Now, if you've been nodding along to this and thinking, yes, this is what's happening, I've got two things for you. The first is a homepage audit. I'll look at your website and tell you exactly what it's doing, what it isn't doing, what to fix first. The details are in the show notes. And the second is something I've built for business owners who are ready to get serious about what their messaging is costing them. It's called the Copy for Profit Plan, and it's a completely free 90-day program that resets your authority, removes friction that could be slowing you down, and it has a full conversion sprint to fill up your calendar for the next 2 quarters, so you won't be asking, what should I post every Monday morning? Link for that is in the show notes as well. If this landed with you, the best thing you can do right now is go find your plug so you can fill the bathtub up. If you want to talk through what this looks like in your specific business, connect with me on LinkedIn, find me on Instagram, drop me an email, claire@syntaxandsoul.com. I'm not hard to find, always up for a chat about messaging, margin, or your favorite cool climate wineries. Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.